Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another installment of the IUFRO Division III podcast. My name is Preston Green, and I co-host this podcast series with Dr. Woodham Chung from Oregon State University. Dr. Chung is back with me for this episode, along with Professors Luke LaBelle and Sophie D'Amour from Laval University in Quebec, Canada. I'll let them give further introductions, but I'll just start by saying that their contribution to the research consortium we'll talk about shortly is nothing short of vital to value chain management and optimization.
That's right, Preston. But before we get into that, I'd like to ask our guests to introduce themselves. Would you, Luke?
Sure. Thank you, Wei. Thank you, Preston, for this opportunity. And so, Luke LaBelle, and I'm the a professor of forest operation here at Laval University. I've been a professor here for 15 years now. And I have the pleasure and honor to be the director of FORAC. I've been the director for the last 2 years.
And I'm Sophie D'Amour. I'm a professor in industrial engineering, and I've been working with FORAC since the very beginning. Participated in its foundation.
We're very glad to have you both on the podcast and hear about your work. So, Professor LaBelle, you mentioned that you are the director of FORAC. So, can you tell us what FORAC is and the job you have in that organization?
Sure. One of the way I like to think of FORAC is that FORAC, you know, everybody knows it's a research group, a research center, but FORAC to me, it's a partnership. It's really a partnership between industry, companies, regional and provincial governments, and also university, of course. But by being a partnership, I mean, it means that we want to do things together. We want to be known for the good research we make, but also by the way we work together. And that's what FORAC is, a way of solving problems together, the industry, the government, and the university, of course. We try to follow a few values, important values, define our action, excellence, what we do needs to be done very well. So we're a partnership. We need to exchange between our group, different professor from different faculty, but we need to network with the outside world of the university, the outside world of Quebec, Canada, and at the international level. So we need to network and we need to be relevant. So what we do needs to be relevant. And finally, communication. It's our fourth value. What we do needs to be communicated by scientific papers and by conferences and also by meetings, face-to-face meetings, workshops. And these four values for us are important guidelines. As a director of FORAC, I guess one of my important activity is that I make sure that that partnership is functioning, that nobody is left behind, that we have the right groups, right people around the table, and that may change depending on the project we're working on. We have to be dynamic at that level. And every professor and every student that work within the group needs to understand at what scale we are working, and we like to pretend that our problems are relevant to forestry, but also to business model that can be applied then to other industry. We have issues that are very technical. We have issues that are, at some point, involve social issues. And therefore, we also need to make sure that we have the right expertise working with us.
Exactly. And Professor D'Amour, you are in a transition between titles. Is that correct?
It is correct. I would put it probably in another wording. I'm in a continuum of passionate work on the subject of innovation. And I think FORAC has been an incredible platform to experiment with the colleague in the industry, government, how we can design collaborative research. And in the last year, I had the opportunity to bring this knowledge and experience to a broader group, the University Laval as the Vice Director of Research of University Laval, and also in the industry as being the chair of the board of the CRIC, Le Centre de Recherche Industrielle du Québec, which is a large governmental organization. But all of this, I must say, is driven by this need for us to support innovation by research and knowledge and by, you know, training the very best to be able to connect worlds of academia with industry and public services. This is what we do extremely well, I think, at FORAC, and we're focused on that. And I think this has been for me an inspiration to tell the story to a broader audience. So this is what have happened in the last year for me. I have more time now to dedicate to research. I'm very happy to spend more time with my colleagues at FORAC and be active here.
And we're glad to have her back because we need her expertise.
So FORAC has been an internationally well-known research consortium that has done extensive research and technology transfer on forest value chain management and optimization. Could you tell us how FORAC was founded? So brief history of FORAC and what kind of missions do you have?
Well, I'll tell you how I lived the founding of foundation of FORAC. I was a forest operation professor doing research in forestry in my faculty of forestry. And I was, I think, pretty good at it, but I was doing research with one project, one company. And then one day I hear about that professor from industrial engineering who's putting together that initiative that was attracting attention from different forest companies, and was a bit strange at the beginning. Say, hey, what's going on? Somebody from industrial engineering is going to do research in forestry. And that's how I got to know Sophie. And from that point on, it's been quite exciting and very useful and productive relationship with a bunch of group of professors with different disciplines. But to know the story about how that happened, we need to hear Sophie.
Well, in short, maybe just in short, I think that what happened, which was really, really exciting, is that we were able to bring people together with different expertise and from different sectors to have a common objective in terms of, you know, what is the path forward for our sector and how everyone from academia, industry, government can contribute in helping this to happen. When we started our adventure, everything was about competitiveness. It was the big key issue. How can the Canadian and the Quebec forestry sector, forest industry, could be more competitive in a global world? And over the years, it has shifted toward how it can transform so to be leaders of the bioeconomy and really bring up all the value of this incredible resource, which is the forest. And of course, to do that at the time, it was really obvious for someone from outside who didn't know that much about the forest sector that we needed to work together. Me as an industrial engineer with my colleague from engineering needed the guys from the business school and needed fundamentally all the expertise of the forest faculty, but that we all had a bit of a key to this magic box, and without bringing our expertise together, we would not be able to provide the new solutions. I mean, making decisions, that the industry and government are making decisions in regard of the forest sector every single day. They're doing it. We're not solving something that is not being done. We are bringing the knowledge so that the decision can be better and then they can address a broader scope and greater complexity in their process and that they can have better decisions for the future. So this is really how it came together. And then after there was this, you know, the intellectual leverage is fundamental, but the financial leverage is also an issue. So it was really, really neat to see that we could use our national foundation, you know, research is called NSERT in Canada. And NSERT has provided the Canadian researchers with tools to support leveraging, to be very, very efficient tools. So we looked at that and we say, okay, let's make the best use of those leveraging tools. But not on a one-on-one logic, but on a many-to-many logic. So many researchers with many partners. And let's build a pool of resource and financial resource so that we can have incredible leverage for every one of the partners. That was the magic key for the FORAC funding.
A major activity of FORAC is to develop business models and decision support tools for the value chain of forestry, like you just said. Now, one of those things I see as a key to the success of FORAC is the collaboration and partnership with the forest industry for its research. So how were you able to draw so much industry support for your research?
Well, there you have it. You know, you mentioned business models, decision support. One of the key elements that we need to always have in mind is that you must address, if you want to have that support from the industry, you must address issues that will involve the top management, president, vice president. They need to be aware of what you're doing. They need to be excited about what you are working on, what you can bring to their business. And at the same time, you need to be able to solve the problems that will make them more efficient and will provide results. So we also need to get the involvement of the actors that are closer to the operation, in the sawmills, in the forest operations, on the sales activities. Once you're successful at that, things get much more efficient in your collaboration. So through that partnership that defines FORAC, we need to have the industry being able to see a value of being together, to be a network. But it's very exciting. It's very exciting, I mean, to be working with all these people.
It's incredible to see FORAC provide industry with their returns on their investments. And as a university professor, I understand it's not very easy to work with the industry. So it's very important to make the industry feel that their investment and support on research is valuable and worthwhile. Speaking of research, what are the main research topics that keep FORAC busy?
At the moment, we are proud to say that we have activities in all aspects of the value chain. Also at different hierarchical level, if you want. For example, we do have a very, very operational level problem in the forest that are exciting about how to match the right fiber source with the right mills, because in some situation you can send wood from a forest stand to 9 different mills. We have that at the moment in our research group. And so which one do you choose to send the fiber to? It's not just a question of hauling distance. It's the type of products that can be manufactured in a given sawmill. So we have supply and procurement issues. We have projects that are involving the processing. We have a very, very interesting project going on now with the sales and operation planning within sawmills and paper mills, managing the divergent processes that generate so many products from a single log. That keeps us on the edge on trying to solve these difficult problems. And then on top of that, we have also a level, I think, that is exciting and difficult, challenging, but very important, and it's the network issues, collaboration. And maybe I'd like Sophie to mention some of the ongoing issues at that level.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting development coming from the breakthrough in IT technology. And of course, this is opening incredible opportunity to better bring the knowledge of the forest to the population. Because we want the population to understand that operating in the forest and using wood product is a very good idea when you are managing the forest properly, and that globally this is maximizing the value to the people in general. So how do we do that? And for sure we need to take the advantage of the new IT capacity. So big data is a very key issue. So we're working on this, trying to understand how we can tap in this massive, massive data capacity to bring information and better decision process. We're looking at issues related to collaborative decision making at the strategic level, when you need as a community to make decision on how you're going to use your forest. And therefore, this is a question of value chain, this is a question of data, and this is a question of decision process and technology. So we're moving forward quite rapidly in this world, which is difficult, of how to put all these knowledge together and make the best usage of the new potential. Of course, when you're in a transformation path, way, uncertainties are critical, and you want to mitigate risk. And this is a very important, very high in most of our research, how to address uncertainties, I'm sorry for my English, how to understand risk, mitigate risk at all level, and business-wise and particularly. Yeah, no, there's the agenda. What is very positive and what makes me believe that FORAC is going to continue and continue working with all the colleagues worldwide. I mean, FORAC is not a closed unit here in Quebec City. It's an open research community. We've been working with people all around the world, and this will continue for sure. But we can see that our research agenda is evolving, is renewing, as you know, we know more and we have set, you know, propose and define new discoveries. So we're moving on, and this is very interesting.
This concludes part one of the IUFRO Division 3 podcast interview with Professors Luc Labelle and Sophie D'Amour from Laval University. Part two will be released next month and be the conclusion of this interview, discussing how the FORAC leadership team is changing the research and educational experience for students, industry, and government alike. For more information about this podcast, please visit the IUFRO website at www.iufro.org. IUFRO Division 3 podcasts are produced by myself and Willem Chung, with support from Faye and Lucille Stewart Endowment Funds at Oregon State University.